This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke by telephone Wednesday with Ukrainian's President Volodymyr Zelensky. It was the first known conversation between the two leaders since Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The call came after months of pressure from Kyiv for
having some technical difficulties. One moment. At any rate, the two spoke earlier today. The call came after months of pressure from Kyiv for such talks with Chinese state media, stating Xi told Zelensky that China would send special representatives to Ukraine and hold talks with all parties seeking peace. Xi Jinping has thus far refrained from denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine and made a state visit to Russia last month. Since February, China has promoted a 12-point peace plan for Ukraine, greeted with skepticism from the West, but cautiously welcomed by Kyiv. The White House on Wednesday welcomed the phone call, with National Security spokesperson John Kirby calling the conversation a good thing, but unsure if it would lead to meaningful move toward peace. Sudan's army and a paramilitary force battled on the outskirts of the capital on Wednesday, eroding a truce in an 11-day conflict that civilian groups fear could revive the influence of those loyal to ousted autocrat Omar al-Bashir. Fueling those concerns, the army confirmed the transfer of Bashir from Khartoum's Khobar prison to a military hospital, along with at least five of his former officials, before hostilities started on April 15th. Britain has flown 301 people out of Sudan and hopes to complete 8 evacuation flights by the end of Wednesday, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's spokesperson said, as the first rescued Britons landed at London's Stansted Airport. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol to the White House Wednesday for an official state visit, declaring the U.S.-South Korean alliance ironclad. The leaders began their packed day with a pomp-filled arrival ceremony before nearly 7,000 guests on the White House lawn. After that, Biden and Yoon headed to the Oval Office for private talks. They will hold a joint news conference Wednesday afternoon before enjoying a formal state dinner in the East Room in the evening. Tonight's state dinner will showcase an intersection of food and culture, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports. Major technical difficulties. Everything has just shut down for some unknown reason. Let's give this a shot on the state dinner.
The guest chef is Edward Lee.
I wanted to showcase the best of American cuisine, merged with a touch of Korean flavors.
Like tonight's first appetizer, a Maryland crab cake with Lee's version of coleslaw.
Kohlrabi, cabbage, cucumber with a gochujang vinaigrette.
First Lady Jill Biden says that's her favorite dish on tonight's menu.
Joe's favorite will be the last.
Chef Lee had his orders.
That was the first thing I was told, ice cream.
Part of a deconstructed banana split that'll have a fermented soybean paste. Lee says there's a lot of pressure, partly because he's the son of Korean immigrants.
The first person I called was my mother.
Who gave some
China is opposing Taiwan, U.S. defense and military changes. The spokesperson for China's Taiwan Affairs Office has told reporters Beijing resolutely opposes any form of official or military contact between the U.S. and what it considers its territory. Taiwanese media reported this month that the U.S. had sent 200 military personnel, mostly Marines, to help train Taiwan troops. About 25 defense contractors also are visiting the island next month, hosted by the U.S.-Taiwan Business Council. Also recently, China has flown fighter jets and bombers near Taiwan in an attempt to intimidate it. American and Filipino forces have fired a barrage of high-precision rockets, airstrikes, and artillery in their largest war drills in Philippine waters, facing the disputed South China Sea that would likely antagonize China. And the chair of the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee on Wednesday urged CEOs of several artificial intelligence companies to prioritize security measures. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.